This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The election for governor is still a year away, but we're already hearing claims from the campaign trail. One of them came from Democratic candidate and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. His speech announcing his run for governor contained this claim.
When workers are paid $8.10 an hour, and our current governor runs ads bragging about it, it's callous and it's wrong.
Well, he was alluding to Florida's minimum wage there. So let's talk about that line with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hello.
Hey, Allison. Governor Rick Scott goes on a lot of trips to other states trying to snag their jobs, but did he really brag about us having really, really low wages?
Yeah, he did not explicitly brag about us having a $8.10 minimum wage, and we rated this claim mostly false because of that. I would say the closest example of this comes from Enterprise Florida, and that's, of course, the state's public-private economic develop arm, and that's chaired by Scott. But that ad actually ran in California, so definitely in part trying to get companies to move to Florida. And that ad talked about lost jobs that would come if California approved a $15 minimum wage, but when it brought up Florida, the focus was on lower taxes and less regulation, not Florida's minimum wage explicitly. So really, this ad implies that we have low wages, but it really goes too far to say that Scott explicitly bragged about our minimum wage.
But he does go about bragging about us not having a state income tax and those sort of things, but does he really brag about paying workers in sunshine and lifestyle?
No, he doesn't. And because he does brag about our low taxes and our lack of regulations, they did hear these ads and these columnists translated it to be him bragging about minimum wage. But that's just really not what's happening. They don't even mention minimum wage once in Florida.
Now, one of Levine's points that he brings up is that the state joined a lawsuit against Miami Beach as his jurisdiction's minimum wage ordinance. It would have increased the minimum wage there to over $13 an hour. Isn't that part of his argument?
Yeah, Levine's spokesperson did send over some information about this lawsuit. Miami Beach was trying to pass a minimum wage ordinance that aimed to increase the city's starting wage to $13.31 by 2021. But the ordinance was struck down in Miami-Dade Circuit Court in March. So I guess he's trying to use that as the state doesn't want us to have a higher minimum wage.
All right, let's move on to one of the Republican candidates for governor, Agriculture Secretary Adam Putnam. The candidate from Bartow has been repeating this factoid on the campaign trail. The number one job vacancy in Florida every month for 7 years has been nursing. Really, Allison, are we in that dire straits for nurses?
Yeah, so we rated this true. Putnam is exactly right. The top online job advertisements in Florida has been registered nurses every month for the past 7 years. Now, that data comes from the Department of Economic Opportunity, and they do update this top job vacancy list every month. And the most recent month of data showed that there were almost 14,000 online ads placed for registered nurses, and that's just 1 month alone. So we really do have a shortage of nurses in the state.
Maybe they're getting paid minimum wage too, right?
Well, I don't know if I can say for certain, but experts agreed that the shortage has been an issue for a while, and they said that the problem has been exacerbated by a lot of things, which includes a lack of students studying to become nurses, a shortage of faculty teaching future students, and an aging workforce and state population. Of course, Florida's population is very old, so the demand for nurses is, of course, higher here than maybe it would be in a state with younger residents. So it really is this mix of lack of supply, lot of demand, and that's why we're seeing the shortage for so long.
So do we know if Putnam has come up with any ideas to combat this, or if anybody's doing anything about this shortage?
With the experts I spoke to, I don't know if anything's going on right now, but they actually did set up a Florida Center for Nursing to look at this problem, but that was all the way back in 2001. Putnam, he's kind of saying this claim in his pitch for more non-college degree jobs. He really isn't giving us a solution here, but it is good that he's bringing this problem to the forefront. And what's really interesting is that Andrew Gillum, who's also running for governor, he also has talked about this nursing shortage. So this really isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. It's kind of some common ground for our potential governors.
Well, finally, one bipartisan issue they can both agree on, right?
Yes, finally.
All right. Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for this transfusion of truth.
Thank you so much for having me.